The White House recently released the first national cybersecurity strategy in 15 years. Now, top tech leaders in the administration seek to add some force behind it. For all of the IT changes in the past decade and a half, they say they're focused on some of the fundamentals, like the people part of cybersecurity. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
A trio of the government's top cybersecurity experts say that the threat landscape has changed, but the Trump administration's new playbook on how to deal with those threats still focuses on some of the key fundamentals. Rob Joyce is the National Security Agency Director's Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity Strategy. Speaking Tuesday at a Palo Alto Network Summit in Washington, he said the latest national cybersecurity strategy still boils down to effective management.
Cybersecurity is not a technology problem, it's a leadership problem, right? It is the attention, the resources, the focus of leaders to do that accountability, but to set the ethos. When you look at where we fail in cybersecurity today, most of the time it's the failure to do something that was known and understood that we have to do, but it either wasn't resourced or it wasn't a priority.
Grant Schneider, the federal chief information security officer, added that holding cyber leaders accountable for results plays a key role in ensuring success.
The first element of that is understanding what good and bad behavior are, right? Again, what am I holding people accountable to? I think we have the opportunity. We certainly have leadership that wants to be held accountable, that wants to hold people accountable. We are leveraging the president's management agenda, the PMA through the president's management council, as one of the mechanisms where we have regular engagement with senior leaders at agencies to hold people accountable.
Senior leadership looks to the president's management agenda for metrics on performance, but unlike one of President Donald Trump's more notable catchphrases, Schneider said accountability doesn't mean telling the heads of cyber offices that you're fired.
The challenge is that I think when people say hold accountable, they're waiting for the public firings. And quite frankly, those don't happen in industry very often, and they happen less often in government. And so there are lots of ways to hold people accountable that aren't necessarily going to make headlines. I think it is more of a culture shift, though, and a behavior shift to what am I doing, but also what is my leadership doing to hold each other accountable going forward.
If the latest national cybersecurity strategy looks similar to the previous one, Schneider says there's a reason for that. He added the latest version refocuses on some of the key fundamentals to protecting agency networks and data.
One of the questions I often get is sort of the what's different in this, or when people read the strategy, that a lot of it sounds very, very familiar. And part of that is because a lot of it is very, very familiar. And a lot of the initiatives of things we need to do are carryovers from previous administrations, because in my mind, a lot of what we need to do in cybersecurity is doing the basic things, doing them very well, doing them day in and day out. There aren't necessarily shiny solutions to cybersecurity. What I think is different about this strategy is really a movement from policy and process to one of action and accountability.
One of the things that has changed in the last 15 years is the sharing of cyber threat information. Jeanette Manfra is the Assistant Secretary of the Office of Cybersecurity and Communications at the Department of Homeland Security. She said working more closely with industry and other partners is a key takeaway of the new strategy.
This is really about shared risk that consumers, individuals, companies, governments, not just the United States government, but other governments, we're all actors in an environment that is vulnerable. So we have a shared risk and we have a responsibility to defend it and create a more secure environment. Our secretary says a lot, you know, your risk is my risk is your risk. And that's what it's really about is how do we understand this shared risk and how do we actually do something about it?
Over the summer, DHS launched the National Risk Management Center. It's a one-stop shop for the agency to share cyber threat intelligence with industries that control large parts of the national infrastructure. DHS has also refocused its efforts on supply chain risk management. Earlier this year, DHS, along with agencies like the Defense and Energy Departments, have released their own cybersecurity strategies. But to understand where DHS stands in relation to the national strategy, Manfra said her agency should act like the risk manager for the rest of the government and for industry. Manfra added that DHS sees a valuable partner in the Office of Management and Budget.
We see OMB as kind of leading in terms of coordinating and issuing policies. And where DHS fits is taking those policies, and whether that means we issue implementation guidance or directives, which we have the authority to do for other civilian agencies, or taking the resources that we've been appropriated via Congress to actually buy and deploy tools to agencies.
Schneider, the federal CISO, said he agrees that OMB plays a major role in coordinating cyber policy.
what we've found, and one of the tools OMB brings to bear, is that we think a lot of the cyber challenges are management challenges and are getting senior leaders' attention, but understanding what to have them focus their attention on. And so the challenge is giving them some metrics that are meaningful, because leaders can clearly say, I'm at yellow and I would like to be at green, right? That makes sense. And so we've got to put the right stuff in front of them.
When it comes to getting agencies on board with the National Cybersecurity Strategy, Manfer said limited budgets remain a sticking point.
This is not an IT problem. This is a mission problem. It's not that the CISOs or the CIOs don't want to do these things, but they don't have the resources or they don't have the support. So we've been very focused on helping various different stakeholders in the appropriations process, or the leadership and partnership with OMB, is about defining what is critical to an agency mission. This is really just about taking the NIST cyber framework and adopting it in the federal agencies. But, you know, it's not just the CIO's problem to solve. This is a risk to the entire agency, and you have to think about what the agency's mission is and how important it is to secure that, and think about how you resource that, which means you have to prioritize.
To industry, Manfer said vendors have provided agencies with more cybersecurity tools to work with, but she said agencies are looking for ways to free up their IT workforces to tackle more critical work.
The increase in tools is great. It's good to see a cybersecurity market that's flourishing and seeing innovation. But we need more automation. We need more orchestration. We need more integration of these capabilities. It is nearly impossible. Some agencies don't even have a SOC. And to think about, as we've been deploying these continuous monitoring tools, a lot of what we had to focus resources on was helping agencies build the governance processes, help with the integration of these tools. We spend a lot of resources on the integration part.
Manfer went on to say that the lack of integration between cyber tools creates its own challenges.
While it's great to see innovation, just being in a position where you're trying to decipher and buy between hundreds and different sets of tools that do one little thing, but you don't have a common platform that can integrate all of those and have people doing the things that people should be doing, which is analysis, and instead we've got people doing the things that I'd rather have computers be doing.
Looking ahead, Manfer says DHS continues to work with the public and private sectors to get a big picture view of cyber threats.
We're very focused on how do we understand the risk that our country faces today, and how do we sort of mobilize our collective resources. And that's not just DHS's resources, it's industry resources, it's our intelligence community, it's DOD, sort of looking across the space to how do we sort of collectively defend against the risk.
But the first step, Manfer said, is understanding what the risk is.
Over years of doing this at DHS, we've got a lot of insight into how the industry actually works, how these critical infrastructure sectors work. But the big step that we really needed to take was have a clear understanding of what does the industry think their risk is, and do we have that same understanding? And then what do we do about it?
Jory Heckman, Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.
Federal News Network's Jory Heckman. Check out his story at federalnewsnetwork.com.